Now, more of the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
There's no combination of words I could put on the back of a postcard.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. Thank you so much for hanging out with me on this beautiful Wednesday morning. If you are just joining, I was joined this last half hour by the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. They had some great tips, good advice about keeping yourself and your finances and your packages all safe this holiday season. You can tune into the podcast of that. It'll be up a little bit later this afternoon. And now I'm so excited to welcome the brilliant minds behind a new initiative here in our community called Pack a Sack. And so I'm joined by Mr. Lynn Coleman, Gracie Coleman, and Reagan Jones. Gracie and Reagan are high school students here in the community. I want to say welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Thank you so much.
We are so excited to be connecting. This is a great example of how the Expert Panel works. There's someone who's heard of an awesome initiative going on, and then I get the chance to come bring y'all in and educate our community on this amazing work that you're doing. So Gracie and Reagan, I want to give y'all each a second to introduce yourselves, talk a little bit about the mission of Pack a Sack and sort of how it started. So Reagan, would you like to go first?
Sure. If you didn't hear, my name's Reagan Jones. The way Pack a Sack started was Lynn kind of like called me and Gracie and was like, hi, do you guys want to feed the homeless? And I was like, yes, I love feeding the homeless. I love giving back to the community. And it was during like when COVID first like hit, kind of like when we first kind of got quarantined and off of school, when he said this. And I was actually excited to feed the homeless more than ever because it was COVID and there's not a lot of people, helping the homeless because they're barely able to help themselves right now. So that kind of inspired me to do it more. And the most thing that I like about this is giving back to the community. It helps me stay humble because I am very spoiled.
Oh, I love that. You are well blessed. And you know what? You're turning it into a way to give back. And that is so incredible. And I applaud you for that. And that you're to be, you know, at your age. And tell us one more time, Reagan, what grade are you in?
Oh, I'm a junior. I'm in 11th grade.
A junior in high school, recognizing the blessings in your own life enough to want to pour back out into the community. I am humbled, and I'm grateful that you came on to tell us about it. And so, Gracie, how about for you?
Hi, I'm Gracie, Gracie Coleman. And Reagan said an amazing thing, but to me, when we first started, I was shocked. I was like, wow, we actually get to do this? And I was like, well, maybe it's not so bad, but when we went out the first time, it changed my life. These people were so hungry. And when we got them that food, the joy that brought in their faces just changed my whole life. The fact that we could give back and help them. I'm so thankful that my dad let us do this.
Oh, I love that. That's so sweet. And tell us, you are also in high school.
Yes, I'm a sophomore.
You're a sophomore in high school. So y'all, let me just tell you, I work with young professionals, young leaders, like the up-and-coming leaders every day. You are the hope of our community and the hope of our future, and like no pressure because you're already doing it. Like you're doing it. And so, Lynn, I also want to give you a chance because you know, kids in high school need rides,
right?
Need adults to sign things, that sort of stuff. So there always has to be a willing adult behind the scenes. So, what has your experience been like with this Pack a Sack program?
Yeah, when we started Pack a Sack, I think I had kind of been taking things. I always kept stuff in my car for the homeless, you know, because we can all give change out of our pocket, but usually water bottles or power bars, different things. But when the pandemic started and when we had the shutdown on March the 13th, which I remember it was a Friday the 13th,
yes.
You know.
Yes, and we had another one the other day.
Yes. So we had the shutdown, and all of a sudden, because nobody really knew and everybody was so afraid, the homeless community was nobody wanted them approaching their cars. Nobody wanted to approach them because we were all so scared of the pandemic. And so when we started, they were actually really hungry. Like, and I think that's what really touched the girls. Our first time out, they were like, they were just heartbroken that we didn't make more sacks. We had made 30 sacks, and the sacks were included. You know, it was like a sandwich, like a deal of crackers or cookies and a piece of fruit, and we even put like wet wipes in there, a little baggie of wet wipes and napkins, and also had water. But they were literally eating in front of us. They were so hungry. So, you know, it was, and now there's so many groups that are doing stuff. It's so encouraging to see. We've had to kind of reschedule our days because we don't want to double up when other groups are doing things as well. But it just kind of started. And at that point, you know, we were able to take it to another level. The girls are officers in a 501c now, PACASAC. So, yeah, and you can be an officer in a 501c as young as 15 years old. So both of them were so, you know, they embraced this. They became the face of it. And, you know, and they're a lot easier to look at than I am. So they're so cute, but, you know, they're so passionate about it. So we have an actual 501c that was formed from this.
That's really amazing. Congratulations, ladies, on your officership. And so, I'm curious, is this, like, feeding the homeless is something you mentioned, Reagan. Is that something that you were doing anyway and then the pandemic hit, or was it something that kind of emerged out of the shutdown and you were like, wow, these people are really going to be an extra need now?
It emerged out of the shutdown. I fed the homeless sometimes. Well, not fed them, actually. I would try to give them change sometimes, not really often a lot because I never really had it on me like that. But the pandemic is what started us to go out and feed the homeless. We never, like, really did it a lot before the pandemic.
What about for you, Gracie?
Well, yes, same thing here. I wasn't really aware of these people, what was going on through their head and how hungry they were. So when this happened, again, when I first went out and we first did it, I was very shocked. And I just, again, we were very heartbroken. And I'm so glad that we were able to get this chance to do it.
How did you decide where to go?
Well, we just went anywhere, basically. Downtown Florida, we went to Cantonment. We went to Pensacola. We went to Gulf Breeze. We just went places, but most of the people go to downtown because there's benches to sleep at. So we just went where the majority of homeless people go. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot.
Yeah, there are. I mean, even just when you're driving around, you can see there's definitely people who are in need. Did you get in touch with any other nonprofits? Like, I'm just so impressed that you just decided to start your own rather than, like, finding someone who was already doing this and jumping on their mission.
Yeah, I would jump in on that one. I think we started when this all started, we started collecting food and taking it to Manna, and, you know, love what they're doing, but they're feeding families, which is we're totally about. And we actually had requests that came in through our Facebook page from families that were hungry during this time. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of coordinated some efforts there. Our main focus was on the homeless, you know, and so and that's kind of what we did, but we do have some synergies there with some of the other organizations.
That's wonderful. And so you really just truly went out, like, where they are, that's where you went and had packed up. So did y'all help, like, pack up the food?
Oh, yes.
Yes. It was like a
whole
ordeal.
Packing process. Mm-hmm.
Did you just make it like a big assembly line?
Yes.
Yes.
A little bit of everything. Are you just amazing at making sandwiches now?
Well, yeah. I learned. And we put on music, so we had fun.
Out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. And so that was several months ago now. So what has changed since then?
We're feeding a lot more. We're up to 427 now, homeless people.
Wow.
And we just, it's like a thing now. We actually made friends with them. Mama
Oh, yes.
Spanish. You want to talk about Mama Spanish, Reagan?
You like, you know a lot way more.
Okay,
about
so
Mama
Spanish really impacted me because she would help the other homeless people. But she went through some things you could tell, and, you know, it's just, she looks a little rough, but she just is always happy to see us, and it's just, I'm so grateful that I get to help her because she became one of my friends.
Well,
and
I think the girls began to connect with them. They know a lot of my name now, and, you know, and the other thing was to give them their dignity. So, you know, when we're out there, the girls realize, hey, if I learn their name, you know, there's something about hearing your own name. and a lot of them are just forgotten, and they will light up like a Christmas tree, you know, if you call them by name and like, did you remember me? And the girls have done great with that. So
that's Nick incredible. Is amazing.
You have a Nick?
Yes. Person, his name is Nick, and every time we give him something, he is just like, his smile is just so pretty every time.
Yes.
It just lights up the world. Oh,
it's very special.
That when is we give wonderful. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruth E.C., speaking with the brilliant minds behind Pack a Sack, which is a new nonprofit here in our community. We're going to talk more with this incredible team after a break, so please stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Hey, Mom, I'm here to drive you to your doctor's appointment.
Oh, we finished early.
What do you mean?
With my Humana Medicare Advantage plan, telehealth appointments with my doctor are covered.
Wow, that's great.
Well, that's human care for you. Humana wants its members to get the care they need, even at home.
Humana offers new ways to focus on your health at home. Because Humana isn't just healthcare, it's human care. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO, PPO, and PFFS organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C.
The Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is Anna Lee Leonard with Mainstay Financial. Every day someone tells me I don't have a plan for my money. You might have done a great job of accumulating wealth, but preserving it, using it, passing it on in a tax-efficient manner doesn't happen by accident. Mainstay Financial is your GPS on the road of financial security, so your money will be around for you and your children and your children's children. Visit us at mainstaypensacola.com or call me at 437-3127.
Northwest Florida's first choice for morning news is the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
The principle of good elections is that you have two candidates, either of whom you'd be okay with, but you're more okay with one than the other. That's the ideal.
Mark Jacobs News and Davis Allen Sports. News, newsmakers, and Andrew McKay commentary.
Most Americans are convinced that this is a massively important election. That is bad, but this is where we are.
5 till 9 weekdays on News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C., and I am so excited to be speaking this morning with the brilliant minds and the team behind Pack a Sack, which is this new nonprofit that exists in our community to help homeless people maintain their dignity and get a bite to eat. So I'm speaking with Gracie and Reagan and Mr. Lynn Coleman, and we're talking all about how Pack a Sack came to be in our community, born out of a very obvious need, like just first and foremost, what do people need? And these two empowered young ladies who are high school students here in our community decided, you know what, we are going to do something about this. And so we were saying before, so this started back in March. Y'all are doing the assembly line. You're making sandwiches, you're putting fruit, you're packing the sacks.
Right.
And then going out and meeting people just where they are. And so you're handing out the food, and we were talking a little bit before about how that's progressed. You've gotten to know people, learning their names. So what is it going to look like now? You've got a big thing happening next week. So what's that going to be like?
It's going to be amazing. It's been a little minute since we've all together gone out there and fed people. So we're going to have a lot this time. I'm ready. I'm so ready to get back out there. Our schedule has just been so busy getting back into the school life and all this.
Oh, sure.
And our sports are starting back up now. Mm-hmm. So I think we're ready to go back out there and do a lot this time.
And so you, I'm glad you mentioned that, Reagan, because you both are in high school, and
yes, ma'am.
We had a shutdown happen, so there was maybe a little bit of extra time and some flexibility in your schedule. That has changed, and so I think it would have been real easy to just say, well, school's back in, so we have to press pause on helping the community, but was that even an option for y'all? Did you think?
No.
No. We're gonna stop.
No. We want it to grow. And grow and grow. We want to help as many people as we can. We want to spread awareness. We want them to know that they are wanted and loved no matter what. So we're going to keep on going no matter what sports we are in, no matter what our school schedule is in, because they matter too.
I love that. I do want to take a second to ask, like, Gracie, what is your extracurricular that you love in addition to serving your community?
Lord, I do a lot of stuff. So I do fly football. I do track. Sometimes I do volleyball, and I do I go to a gym called Pensacola All-Stars. It's competitive cheer, and I cheer for the Hammerhead team.
Wow.
Yes, ma'am.
So you're already pretty busy, and you can still find time. How about you, Reagan? What are some of your
time in the lot?
This girl, she's athletic.
I cheer at Pensacola All-Stars with Gracie, competitive cheer team. I do school cheer, tennis. We have one, like, flag football game.
That's it.
Yeah. I'm in clubs too, like Beta, National Honor Society, and what else am I in? Oh, weightlifting. I'm on the weightlifting team. I forgot.
Wow. All right. So you have some diverse skill sets. And what I'm hearing out of this, ladies, is that you have a lot on your plates anyway. And you're not letting that stop you from fulfilling this amazing, like, calling that you have answered. Like, you see the need in our community, you're stepping up to the plate. I want to let people know how they can help. And real quick, because we were talking about it during the break, we want to give a shout out to Willa Licata at the Greater Pensacola Chamber. Willa, we all love you.
We love you, Willa.
We love you.
Thank you so much. We're so grateful. Willa is the one that connected us together so that we had the opportunity to bring the Pack-A-Sack team here onto News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 and tell our community about this amazing opportunity that they could also participate in pouring back into the community and blessing other people. And so,
absolutely.
Willa also had a really great idea you were telling me about, Lynn.
Yes. Yeah, Willa has been such an inspiration to us. Plus, she is she's worked with nonprofits and charity organizations for a long time, and she is kind of mentoring the girls. So she loves getting with the girls, and just she's got great ideas. They have such a respect for Willa. So Willa, we love you. But you had an idea which resonated with us, because our sacks were really food, and you know they included the things that people would need, you know, for that day, and just getting them some sustenance, some nourishment. But she had an idea in the colder months to include like pairs of socks, you know, like a t-shirt or a shirt, as well as blankets. So we are expanding what we're going to be doing during these colder months to include those things. We do have we have a Facebook page. It's probably the best way to go because everybody lives on Facebook now. But our Pack-A-Sack Facebook page, the post that we did today about being on the program actually has a link on there for giving, you know, so that you can donate to that. The other thing, we have been very surprised at how many other people are starting to replicate what we're doing. And when I say people, I'm talking about students. I've had parents send me pictures of their kids out doing, making their own sacks, writing their own encouragement message on the sack that they're going out. So we feel like it's one of those things that's just kind of taken off, that's fine with us. I mean, the more the better, because it gets people in contact with those in need.
I love that. And what a great idea, of course. Leave it to Willa to have a brilliant idea to expand. So in addition to, you know, that immediate need, like I'm hungry today, that's definitely something we have to address. But it is getting chilly. And for some of us, that's a great, like, okay, that means we get our sweaters and our boots. But for our homeless population, that can really be kind of a, you know, well, it's bad news.
Yeah.
So here's a way that we can help address that. So are you taking donations of stuff, or are you mostly looking for the financial support and then y'all go buy the stuff?
Yeah, we're looking mostly for financial so that we can standardize it, because, you know, that way, and there's organizations out there that we could get better deals from that also have great deals for these type of charities, so that we can go out and get, you know, the same type of socks, same type of shirt, same type of blankets. That makes it better. We have had people that have actually donated different food deals because the prepackaged stuff works, but it's at this point, the way I think it works better for us to be able to control the inventory that way and to really standardize the packages.
I think that makes great sense and good for people to know, because I'm sure there'd be people who would love to come, you know, bring a pile of socks,
right.
But if that's really not the right need, we want to make sure that they know that. And so Pack a Sack on Facebook has that online giving portal, very secure giving. And we're going to take one more quick break, and then we'll come back to talk about the big upcoming happenings going on next week. So stay with us here on the Pensacola Expert Panel, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. We'll be right back.
Don't make a costly mistake when selecting a new air conditioning system. Allow Energy Savers of Florida the chance to show you the value and comfort they can bring to you. What you pay for your next system isn't necessarily what it will cost. Don't suffer buyer's remorse when a repair bill arrives during your warranty period. Energy Savers features Coleman Heating and Air Systems, a name known for rugged reliability, 10 years parts, labor, and refrigerant. No out-of-pocket repair costs for 10 full years. Energy Savers of Florida, 850-983-6688.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents our 7th annual Pensacola Christmas Concert, featuring favorite holiday music performed by local choirs, orchestras, singers, and musicians. If you are a local performer or music group, we'd like to include you. Submissions must be broadcast quality and in digital format sent to us by Friday, December 4th. For more information, visit our website at newsradio923.com.
You know, there's a lot of things you can do for Christmas, and of course, I'm going to tell you, I think it's important to do jewelry. On Christmas Day, we sit there and we start looking at our phone, waiting for those text messages to come through. Love my gift. OMG. The holidays are magical here. Our staff gets so excited. We work hard, but we also have fun. Whether you come into our store, whether you go to our website, whether you do curbside, we're going to be here. So shop Moray Jewelers this holiday season, and we'll make you happy.
Have you applied for disaster assistance? If you have any uninsured losses resulting from Hurricane Sally and you're a resident, you could register for disaster assistance with FEMA and the SBA. FEMA has dispatched its personnel to mobile registration intake centers to answer questions. Once you register with FEMA, you may be referred to SBA. For information, visit BeReadyAlliance.org or disasterloanassistance.sba.gov for more information on the SBA. The deadline to register is December 1st.
Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C, and I have been just delighted to be joined this half hour by the young ladies and the dedicated dad behind Pack a Sack, which is a maybe the newest nonprofit here in our community that is all about retaining the dignity and providing for our homeless friends and neighbors. And so I want to make sure everyone knows that Wednesday is a big day, because y'all are setting up the assembly line. You're going to be packing some sacks and getting back out into the community. So are you excited to do that, Gracie and Reagan?
Yes.
So what will be going into the sacks this time?
Well, we want to give them peanut butter and honey sandwiches because they have more protein and it can fill them up more. We want oranges, any type of fruit, crackers, and, well, sometimes if we're lucky, we give them 2 bags of chips and wet wipes and napkins.
Oh, so awesome.
Can I add in there? And hand sanitizer and an inspirational quote to help them keep going through their day and never give up.
Which that's just awesome. Reagan does every time.
Yeah, Reagan's got the best handwriting. So she comes up with a lot of the quotes as well. So all the sacks have an inspirational quote on them, and they're handwritten, which just adds a little bit more personal flavor to it.